again to Long Avenue Podcast. This is our sixth episode. We are very excited to keep this thing going. It's Wednesday night. We're here on a regular night. We couldn't last week because these guys fell asleep.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can get this up by Friday and it'll be ready to go. But with me as always is Sanon.
6 weeks and I still have the same yo-yo.
That's because it's my yo-yo. Yeah. And then on my right... Ben.
Yes.
Eberts. Anyways.
I'm Werther's originals.
That's the first time any of us have dropped the last name.
Oh. Okay, let's start the show over.
No.
We're keeping it.
Okay, next week we'll say Santa's last name, and then the week after that we'll continue with the show.
I ruined surprises.
We are cutting that out.
How are you
going to
cut it out?
I don't know. Well, let's see. The first thing we can talk about is we got some emails. We got some responses very quickly. The show came out and we got a lot of responses. The thing that, what I love about the emails that we get, normally they're correcting us for either something stupid that we say, like if we are incorrectly representing history, or something that we talk about, people will email us and say, no, that's not how it is. Well, last week there was a huge debate over Yahoo and Google, which one was the best? And Sanon went so far as to say that he brought stocks into it.
Yeah.
And we got an email telling us that the Google stocks destroy Yahoo. Absolutely destroy them.
By about 300 points.
Yeah, it was 300 points over. What do you think of that?
Yeah, did you hear Sanon, like, if you listen to the show, he's like, no, he's like, there is no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's look at their stocks. Google's got nothing.
You got crushed.
Side.
You absolutely got crushed.
And you were so confident.
Yeah, I did. I won't even lie. I got murdered on that.
Now, are you going to make the switch over? Or are you going to?
Not a chance.
Really?
I don't know.
That's just plain ignorance. That's plain
ignorance is bliss.
Midwest ignorance.
I like this. I like all the options I have. Like, I get cartoons. Every time I open my computer, there's cartoons there to greet me in my morning. It's like I have a Sunday paper right there every morning.
Google could do that. You could do that with Google?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
But I'm just too lazy to do it. I've already got
There's
it.
Your answer, folks.
I've already got it.
There's the Sanon Noric way. Yeah. All three of us have dropped our...
Great.
What is ignorance is bliss?
Yeah, people say ignorance is bliss.
Okay, ignorance is bliss. That is, for instance, let's say that...
if you don't know anything better. Like,
right.
If you were to have A&W root beer and you didn't have Henry Weinhardt's, ignorance is bliss. You don't know if there's something better out there, so you think that A&W is the best.
Exactly. Oh. Ignorant. I mean, that's a really low extreme. Nobody would ever use that.
A really simple.
Although, that was a great segment into our next topic. We are going to talk about Henry Weinhardt's.
Right.
Because it is my goal. I want to be the spokesperson for Henry Weinhardt's. Those of our listeners out there, you can only get this root beer in Montana and certain parts of South Dakota because...
Well, no, Washington,
it's
Oregon...
It's made in Oregon.
I think Wyoming, Idaho.
Really?
It's only like the northwest corner of the U.S.
Yeah,
Hood River, Oregon.
That's where it's originally from. Okay, now this is the best root beer I've ever had in my entire life.
Yeah, and the thing is, you don't want to be just a spokesman for Henry Weinhardt's because I guess my mom says they have really good beer too. So
okay.
They might put you as the sponsor of that.
Well,
make sure you specify.
This one says on the bottle, on the label, says Henry Weinhardt's, or actually says original recipe, has a picture of Henry,
right,
with some barrels.
Good looking guy.
Henry Weinhardt's root beer, gourmet, drought style head. A gourmet root beer, hand finished with only the freshest and highest quality ingredients. It's pretty amazing.
This is the best root beer ever made. And the first time I had it was in Montana, and
I'm taking credit for introducing that to you, too.
Yeah, I'll definitely give you. And it's only a buck, and they don't have any tax there, so that's cool. But I'm gonna mention this. Our good friend Jake Cummins, went to home, and he came back and brought me some root beer. Did he give you some?
He brought me too. Yep.
He got Santa some root beer. So we are thanking him for that. And
thanks, Jake. I actually had a friend pick me up some in. That's all they had in South Dakota. It's because a friend went there and picked me up some.
You can say who it is.
Brittany, thanks for the root beer.
There's nothing better than thanking her than mentioning her on our podcast,
yeah,
which reaches thousands.
Millions.
6 billion, according to Amy Strong.
Hey, we got more friends since our last show. You know that. We were commenting about how our MySpace account had no friends. We got some...
We have four friends now.
No,
thank
we had four
you,
last
four
week.
People.
We had four last week. Now we're up to six.
Ah,
so,
yeah.
That's good news. But I have a Henry Weinhardt story.
We actually had someone on our MySpace say that we were better than Reliant K's podcast.
Awesome.
Yeah. You know what's even greatest about Henry Weinert?
What?
If we recycle this in Michigan, we get 10 cents for it.
Wow, that's definitely worth the trip.
So we could go buy some in Montana, go to Michigan.
If we sell 10 of them, then we take that dollar, go to Montana.
We could drive back and forth.
100 bottles.
$300 in gas. Well, anyways, Jake bought me some Henry, and he bought me a 6-pack, and I just put it in the fridge. I had a long day yesterday. I go in the fridge, I pull out my Henry, it's 11:30. My wife comes up to me, and she's never had one before. So, like, we were talking about ignorance is bliss. I'm almost saying, honey, you don't know what you're missing. Don't get hooked on it. Mm-mm. Because it will change your life. You will never be able to drink root beer again, Amen. Which is what happened. Well, she says to me, Aaron, can I please have one? I really want a root beer. And I looked at her, and with all the love in my heart, I said, honey, I know that the saying is that love has no bounds, but this is the bounds. No.
That's like that commercial from Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I said no.
Did you really not let her have one?
I did not let her have one.
She still hasn't had one.
Still not. And then
wow. See, Brittany,
are you serious?
When Brittany bought me some, she hadn't had any. But we went down, we kicked the breeze, and we each had one. And we just
how do you drank kick
it. I have no idea, but that's the saying, and we did it. And we drank it.
Oh, really?
And it was great.
By doing it, you mean drinking the breeze?
Yeah, by kicking
Stop.
The breeze.
I'm putting claiming here. But anyways, so my wife... continually was begging me, please, can I have my own? And I just looked at her, and I said, no, I can't give it to you. But I said, honey, why are you doing this to me? You know I never get these. Why are you putting me in this position? Well, it turns out, she asked me to ask, and I said, okay, fine, you can have one. And I sincerely meant it. And she looked at me, and she goes, you know, that was a test. I was just testing to see, you know, how much you cared about me, if you'd give me one. And I said, well, did I pass? And she goes, no.
Yeah, probably
not. Did she take one then? Or?
The good news is, she did not take a root beer. I still got four left, baby.
Congratulations.
I'm going to tell her to drink one.
You know, I slept on the futon that night, but I just had my Henry. So here's our first story we're going to talk about tonight. The title of this story is, I found this, man kills roommate over toilet paper. So I thought this was interesting. How does this happen?
This is a true story.
True story. Yeah, the truth or fiction at the end. You know that. You know how that goes.
I don't.
You know the order of the show.
Oh.
A Florida man has confessed to bludgeoning his roommate to death with a sledgehammer handle and a claw hammer. So he's armed in both hands.
Wow.
These gigantic hammers.
A claw?
After an argument that started, I wish it was just a regular claw. That would be awesome. But it was a claw. I don't even know what that is. What's a claw hammer? Do you know?
It's like a normal hammer with, you know, the little nail pull on the back. That's
okay.
A claw hammer.
Isn't that do you have to even assume? Do you even have to write that? That is a hammer. Have you ever... Well, okay, I bet you... Yeah, they are. Whatever. The argument that started over an empty roll of toilet paper, authorities said Tuesday. Here's my favorite part of the story. Franklin Paul Crow, 56. He's 56. Was arrested early Monday and later charged with murder in the beating of the death of 58... year old Kenneth Matthews in a small town of Moss Bluff. Great, we have to guess where that is. No clue.
Where should we go? Moss Bluff.
Moss Bluff. Okay, give a guess. Two words. Moss Bluff. First thing that came to my head, Louisiana.
I said I was gonna say Alabama.
Really? Yeah,
yeah.
I'm thinking south.
I'll go Kentucky.
Yeah, it's poker town. You know, Bluff. Anyways. Franklin later confessed to using the work tools to strike Matthew, who was so badly beaten he had to be identified through fingerprints 10 times.
Because he has 10 fingers.
What? Oh, so they had to print each finger?
Nuh-uh. I don't know.
That's not what I thought. I thought he was beaten so bad.
Yeah.
There were only two people there, Mr. Crow and Mr. Matthews, and unfortunately Mr. Matthews is deceased, so we pretty much just have to go by what Mr. Crow says. Now let me ask you a question. Doesn't that normally happen when there's a murder?
Yeah.
Don't you normally take one side over, like, that guy's dead, so you can't question him? That's such a bizarre thing to mention. Like, well, he's dead, so we can't really figure out what happened. Isn't that every murder case that happens?
I don't know, unless you watch TV and, like, CSI.
Yeah.
Which is so much crock.
Yeah.
Like, it's a good show. If you want to escape reality, because they, you know, all the little investigations and evidence, and they retell the story from the victim's side and what really happened.
You can't do that in like a day.
Not to mention, you know how much that costs?
Not to mention an hour.
Yeah.
That's a broadcast.
That, you know how much that costs to do? And half the time, it's not even worth it for the murder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah. You know what? It's really not worth it.
Yeah, it's
not. And they don't just do that for everyone. Oh, we found this dead guy on the street. Let's really, really investigate this. We're gonna go cross nation.
What's the point?
It's a dead guy.
You're dead. Get over it. You know how many unsolved murders there are?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Like, they put so much
way
time.
Too many.
They have like 6 CSI shows saying, hey, our government's put so much work into this. 12 Law and Order shows saying, we're putting so much in this.
And they are solving those crimes, baby.
But JFK? Nope.
No,
who cares?
No clue. Hoffa?
Hoffa.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
What's his first name?
Jimmy.
Jimmy Hoffa, baby. He still hasn't turned up. So
it's okay.
Well, this story I just thought was, I just couldn't believe how old these people were. And they got so, how can you get so angry about?
I want to know why they were living together.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
called
weird.
Life partners.
When you're 56 and 58.
I think that's called life partners. That's a sign of homosexuality.
If you're in Moss Bluff.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I'm calling his bluff.
Well, they are in Miami.
Miami. Now you're going to Miami?
Wait a second. It is Miami. Oh, it says it at the beginning. Miami. How you like that?
A Florida man. Congratulations.
You're an idiot. Here we go. I cracked up at this. This has happened in Singapore. Let's get that out of the way. Singapore.
China.
Got it.
Oh, great. China.
Headline.
What do they do now?
Oh, yeah, this is regular China news.
China news.
Rockstar dies from jumping on the bed. It gets better. Where do you get this? Okay, a teenage guitarist got so carried away while bouncing up and down in his bed mimicking a rock star that he flew out of the 3rd-floor window to his death. They ruled the death misadventure, and points to the deceased unintentionally falling out the window to his death when he was hyped up with exhilaration, jumping up and down on the bed against the open window while mimicking a rock star, so he's dead.
Oh my gosh, I got misadventure.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't really want to go on the adventure, but someone made it.
That's like an accident. And
oh,
does that go on the tombstone?
Oh.
Here lies Li Xiao Meng. He's only 16. And he was studying to be business. You know, you do that sometimes. I remember jumping on the bed when I was a little kid. I still have a scar from it on my forehead from that.
It's a dangerous thing to do.
It really is.
You always get hurt.
But who has a gigantic window? Like,
right next to your bed.
Did he jump out of the window? Like, I'm thinking a window.
I think he fell through it. He was so exhilarated, so excited.
So stoked. He's like, Eric guitar.
Yeah, mimicking, you know, Keith. Yeah. Richards, there it is. And he just kind of went, and bam, right through the window. Dead. Gone. So that's one less rock star.
Why are Chinese people listening to rock stars? I thought they're all like into techno.
Yeah, that's true.
Send in the stereotyper. Thanks.
But the thing is, how do we know that he jumped? What if someone threw him out?
Yeah.
Oh.
With all this.
Maybe we should question him. Oh, wait. He's dead. So what do we do?
Let's ask him.
We got to question
the story.
We can't. There was nobody in that room.
No,
so how do they even know that happened?
There has to be. Who air guitars by themselves? Nobody.
I do that. I do that in the car. You don't do that? You don't air guitar?
But no, I rock out.
You know what
on
I do?
Bed?
You know what I want to see?
I sing in the top
on a bed.
You don't want to see it. How funny would this be in an air sound guy? Like, at a show, can you imagine? Seeing a guy, like, moving the faders up and down.
Is that the headphones?
You go to show, people are, like, airing drums or airing guitar. This guy's, like, turning the highs up and put the mids. Hey, can you turn the mids down? Yeah, sure, I got it.
I need some light.
Hey, Monty, fix that in the back over there, can you?
That one's for Becca.
They saw him. No, Brittany and those guys saw him.
At
Rapid City.
Was he doing the sound there?
Yeah. She said the sound was phenomenal, but I was like, yeah, some guy named Monty. I was like, no! I'm like, Monty!
Should we explain this or not?
I'll explain.
All right, go ahead.
So we did a gig in South Dakota at a convention, and there was a sound guy there named Monty.
In his mid-50s.
Yeah, he's, you know, 50s. He's.
And if you're listening, Monty, sorry.
Yeah. Sorry,
you just picked this up.
And he's in a Beatles
cover band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But
he
has all his own equipment. He does this for a living, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, we had our team, and then a couple of girls were with us. And there's this girl named Becca, who Monty took quite a fancy to. And for some reason, he had her do everything. Like, he would have her lifting humongous speakers and, like, piles and piles of cords.
By herself.
Yeah. Like, Monty, do you want my help? No, Becca's got it.
Yeah, she's doing shingling. She's fixing my tires.
Yeah, she did. Direct quote from Monty to her. I was standing right there. He said, if it wasn't illegal, I would take you home with me.
Oh!
Yeah. I was like, I looked at her and she's kind of had this look on her face. I was like, oh.
Do you think she's going to kill us for this? Because she got mad at us for making fun of this while we were So here's something I found.
Oh.
I'll let you guys read the headline, and then I'm going to say it. Everybody is so intrigued right now.
It is so good. You are drooling out the mouth to know this.
I think you're better if we didn't tell.
Yeah, you are dancing in circles because it's so good.
Make our listeners have to, like, email us to find out what the story is.
Oh, my gosh.
Maybe this will be a behind-the-scenes story.
This one, wow.
We could go so far with this. We could go anywhere we wanted. Maybe I'll just say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to say the headline and we're going to let it be.
All right.
Here's the headline.
Lay it out there.
Here's the headline. Minister buys lap dances to tell strippers about God. That's it. You do your own thing. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to talk with whoever you're listening to. Go ahead. Here's another one. She called her group JC's Girls, Girls, Girls. And we're out! If I was an old person, I would be so offended about this. Okay, so drunk drivers, this is an option for you in Taiwan. If you get caught drunk driving, you can either pay a fine, go to jail, or that they will sentence you to go play, how do you pronounce
Mahjong?
This Mahjong with old people. Those are your alternatives. Drunk drivers, here's the story. Drunk drivers in Taiwan can now choose their penalty. Pay a fine or play Mahjong with the elderly. We're comparing paying a fine to having to sit down with an old person and play a game with them.
What would you take, though?
I would take the fine.
Like, give me a $2,200. I don't care. I'll pay $4,000.
I'm going to listen to some old timer tell me their thing. I don't even know how to play Mahjong.
If it was in the U.S., it might be different. But I want to hear their side of the story.
They're going to talk about... Yeah, I don't want to hear all that.
Get that out of here.
They're going to rub Vietnam in our face. I don't want to hear about that.
They're going to tell you about last weekend. Bingo.
Here's something else. I feel bad for this guy because when you go through all the trouble that he went through and you don't even do it, it's just sad. Irishman fails in bee record bid. Okay, now here's what happened. There's an Irish beekeeper, and this is this guy's profession, and he failed to take the world record for attracting the most bees onto his body after managing a 200,000 strong bee beard. Now, all this guy wore were underpants and goggles, and the rest were bees. Now, I have a picture. I'm going to put this on the podcast. That this will show up. But, I feel bad for him. He went through all this trouble. When you see this picture, I'll just show you guys real quick what he looks like. That's what he looked like afterwards.
Oh.
Like, those are all the stings and... Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Old man.
He had... Oh, you were more grossed out by
that.
Old man.
I didn't see the stings. Old man.
Why are you on my computer?
So is Mitz. But anyways, he had 200,000 bees all over his body, and then he had to call it quits. And it was done. He couldn't do it. Do you feel bad for him at all? I feel bad.
How do you tell?
How
do you tell you have 200,000 bees on you?
Well, they sit there and they count
and
as they're
pulling them off, or what?
No, they're putting them on. They put them on first. So this is probably a long, grueling process. I don't know if they even say how long. I don't even want to read the whole thing.
That's ridiculous. Why would you even want something like that?
Well, he's trying to get in the stupid Guinness Book of World Records.
Does anybody even read that anymore?
Okay, we're going back to a segment that we've done before, and we have proof that people do enjoy this part of the show. This is our stupid criminals, and I found some more stupid criminals, and then at the end, I found stupid people who accidentally shot themselves. So, like, for dumb reasons. I'll read that at the end. All right, ready? An elderly woman spent a leisurely shopping at the mall. Upon return to her vehicle, she found four strange males sitting in her car. Frightened, the woman dropped her shopping bags and drew her handgun. She told the men that if they did not get out of the car, she would shoot them. The four men ran off quickly, whereupon the lady got into the car. Her key, however, would not fit. The woman realized that her car was the identical one parked a few spaces down.
Oh.
She drove to the police department and reported the story. The off-duty officer laughed hysterically and pointed to the other end of the counter where the four men were there reporting a hijacking by a mean old lady. No charges were found. Congratulations. You're an idiot. An incident described by local police as Ship of Fools. Four young men and two women allegedly attempted to steal a luxury yacht from a local marina this month and embark on a round-the-world cruise. There you go. According to police, one of the group dreamed up the idea of after borrowing a book called Navigating by the Stars. The six then loaded up a $300,000 yacht with 600 cans of baked beans and 1,000 condoms. Only the essentials, guys. Only the essentials.
Oh, and the book. And the book, Navigating by the Stars.
Unfortunately for the hapless thieves, the boat ran out of wind less than 20 minutes after the stock and they were picked up. Congratulations. You're all idiots. Drug possession defendant Christopher Johns, on trial in March in Pontiac, Michigan, said he had been searched without a warrant. The prosecutor said that the officer didn't need a warrant because a bulge in Christopher's jacket could have been a gun. Nonsense, says Christopher, who happened to be wearing the same jacket that day in court. He handed it over to the judge so he could see it. The judge discovered a packet of cocaine in the pocket and laughed so hard he required a 5-minute recess to compare it. Congratulations! You're an idiot! The Belgium news agency Belga reported in November that a man suspected of robbing a jewelry store in Liège said he couldn't have done it because he was busy breaking into a school at the same time. Police then arrested him for breaking into the school. Congratulations! You're an idiot! Dennis Newton was on trial for the armed robbery of a convenience store in a district court this week when he fired his lawyer, Assistant District Larry Jones. He was doing a fair job defending himself until the store manager testified that Newton was the robber. Newton jumped up and accused the woman of lying and said, "I should have blown your head off." If I had been there. Jury convicted him within 20 minutes. Congratulations, you're an idiot. Gatlin, 21, walked up to two patrol officers who were showing their squad car computer equipment to children in a Detroit neighborhood. When he asked how the system worked, the officers asked to use his ID for an example. Gatlin gave him his driver's license, they entered it into the computer, and moments later they arrested him because information on the screen showed that Gatlin was wanted for a 2-year-old armed robbery in St. Louis, Missouri. Congratulations, you're an idiot. Where's that last one you hear? Sorry. Michigan. A pair of robbers entered a record shop, nervously waving revolvers. The first one shouted, "Nobody move!" When his partner moved, the startled first bandit shot him. Congratulations, you're an idiot. All right, now, clumsy people with guns. Did you spill something all over my wall?
I think you threw it all over your wall.
What did you do?
I hit my Henry Weinhardt's. I went, whoa, and like, uh-oh.
Like, what was that?
It was like he was blessing the church.
Yeah, what are you, blood?
Have you ever been to a Catholic church? Yes. Put it on a...
Yeah, they should actually do that now. They should start christening children with Henry Weinhardt. Is that blasphemous? Is that for
life? I don't know.
All right. Clumsy people with guns. Sam, don't worry about it. People who accidentally shot themselves recently. Lawrence Manor, Savannah, Georgia, December, apprehensively put his gun in his lap after picking up a hitchhiker who turned out to be harmless. But when the car swerved in traffic and Manor's gun fell on the floor, as he picked it up, it fired and he shot himself in the leg.
Oh.
Does he get it? Does he get the slogan?
No.
All right. Not that bad. 39-year-old man. These are all grown up men you would think would know better. Whoa. Fatally shot him. So he's dead. Shot himself while playing cowboy action shooting at a gun range. You deserve to be dead. 21-year-old man, Vancouver, British Columbia, shot his finger off playing with a gun in the bathroom. What?
On New Year's Day.
All right, he gets it. Congratulations. You're an idiot. And last one. Do you want to talk about that one?
What? No, I was just saying what a great New Year's Day.
I usually bring a magazine with me. This guy brings a gun. 29-year-old man, Columbia, shot himself in the leg when he was unable to simultaneously lug a heavy trash bag and keep a gun in his waistband. Oh my gosh. Congratulations. You're an idiot. All right, boys and girls, men and women of all ages. Well, let's do a quick plug for our show. If you want to get in contact with us, anything that we've mentioned or talked about tonight, anything that we said, you can get a hold of us at longavenueradio@yahoo.com. We also have a MySpace account, which we are just loading up with friends. I mean, we're piling them on. Tell your friends about the show, and if you have anything that you want us to talk about, or if we've said anything stupid that you know that we've said something dumb, write us and let us know. longavenueradio@yahoo.com. All right. Guess what time it is?
To go home.
No.
Home time.
Not yet.
Nap time.
No.
Nap
time. Not even close. No. It is time
to leave town.
No. Truth or fiction? Yeah, that's our new jingle. What do you guys think of that?
All I saw was you putting your fingers
in. Well,
I'm gonna put it in. I'm gonna put it in.
Well, we won't find out until you know.
You heard it I did on the last show. I did kind of like a.
I don't remember.
See, yeah, I put all this work into it, and they don't even care.
I don't know.
Figures. All right. Well, here's your story. Here's your truth or fiction today. Title: Modern Day Jonah Swallowed by a Whale. All right, for those of our listeners who aren't familiar with the story of Jonah,
he was swallowed by a whale.
There you go.
And spit out.
Okay, well, the story is that this guy got capsized, eaten by the whale, was in there for a couple of days, then they caught the whale, brought it on deck, cut it open, found it, and found him in there, and he was alive. What do you say? It's Ben's turn. You get to go first.
I'll follow the Bible. I'll go true.
Okay, Ben says
plus
true.
It's been like six of them since it's been true.
Has it?
Yeah.
You're going true?
Yeah.
All right, I'll go fiction.
Okay.
I don't think he can survive, like
without the hand of God.
Well, get out of here. But I don't think he can survive inside a whale. And plus, whales don't have mouths that just open up.
Yeah.
You ever seen like they have
those like little
string beams?
Yeah. That's hard to get in there.
Yeah.
Plus, all the acid, all the stomach juices.
Yeah, you can't live inside someone's stomach.
The answer is this story is truth.
What?
Yep, happened.
See.
I don't believe that.
Yeah, it did happen.
I can say I was abducted by aliens. I can say it's truth, but it doesn't mean it is true.
Well, thank you for joining us for our sixth podcast. We're up to six already.
And I'm winning.
Wait, no. What's this? Wait.
3-2.
It's 3-2. Ben's winning.
Wow.
Yeah.
3-2. Ben is up. So make sure to tune in next week or whenever we get this on.
Maybe we get tied up again.
Who knows?
The tension is so...
It's driving you crazy, people. We know it is.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening. Tell your friends. I'm Aaron saying goodbye along with Sannon.
Yeah.
Ben. All right. longavenueradio@yahoo.com.
See ya.
Thanks for listening to Long Avenue Podcast with Aaron, Sannon, and Ben.
Ha ha ha!